My next guest is a Folkfest volunteer extraordinaire and musician and longtime 30-year-plus DJ on KTOO, then KRNN. Mike Sicarius, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scott. We're here on video, so I can actually see your face.
I know, here in Studio 2C, it's good to see your face. It's been a while. How's life out in North Douglas?
Hunkering down in our forest hideaway, 200 feet to the nearest neighbor. So we're pretty isolated.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. And as you know, today is Public Radio Music Day. Can you believe it? Congress gave us a day, Mike.
I'm flabbergasted. They did it. Finally did something good.
All right. Easy now. Easy.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Tongue in cheek.
Well, it's great to have you. Let's see. Let's start with KRNN or, well, you know, KTOO, and then we had the three stations. Tell us about your experience as a DJ here in this building.
Well, Jeff, a longtime KTOO staff person, caught wind that I was interested in doing radio, so got me into the studio way back when it was in the basement of where Rainbow Foods is now. And I think I had a half an hour training session on the board then. And then he asked me, do you want to do Mudlark Sampler? And it's like, oh, expletive, okay. And that started it. I must have been like 1988, something like that. And so I substituted for a while and then substituted on Wednesday Cross Currents one morning. And for some reason, that particular day, whatever it was about me or the music, I think out of the 30 or so songs I played, two-thirds of them were requests that I somehow managed to all get on the air. And there was a staff meeting going on at the time, and that particular show had an opening, so it kind of became obvious, well, let's ask Mike. So that I started out as a DJ on KTOO doing Wednesday morning Cross Currents.
All right, and fast forward to now, and you are a DJ on Friends and Neighbors Wednesday nights from 7 to 9, sound about right?
That's exactly right. That started in 1995. Toby Tobiasen did that show. He was one of the staff people at KTOO then, and he retired, moved down to Oregon, and sort of bequeathed the show name and the show to me, so I took it over in 1995. And it worked for me because at that time I was building a house, so I could work in the house during the day, and then Wednesday evenings could go in and do the radio show.
What's that mean for you, Mike, being able to come on the air and spin tunes for our community?
It's interesting in that, right now you're in a studio all by yourself. You've got windows where people can look in, but you're sort of talking to yourself or to me. You're doing a lot of it and assuming people are listening, and you don't always know that they are until you walk around town the next day or two and they say, hey, Mike, I really like that that song or whatever, or you get calls. I like the ability to share music that they might not otherwise hear. You can't own all the music in the world.
Right. Well, we sure appreciate your dedication to sharing music with the community and also the Folkfest. Speaking of Folkfest, had you had a show last night, I bet you would have been spinning some Folkfest-inspired tunes.
Absolutely. It is, I have to say, totally weird to be home at this time of year, where normally I'd be this time of day preparing, eating an early dinner and getting ready to go down to Centennial Hall to get set up for the evening concert. It is just, it's kind of remarkable to like, well, this is weird. That's all I can say.
Right. Who might you have spun last night on your show?
Well, as a tradition during Folk Festival week, or during the week before Folk Festival, play some of the guest artists. We could, try, Los Tex Maniacs were definitely a hit last year. So I know that they would be a popular listen on Friends and Neighbors.
All right, let's give a little listen.
Mm-hmm.
soy puro mexicano. Soy de San Luis Potosí. Caminando y caminando he llegado a San Antonio. Me encontré muy buen trabajo y también con el demonio.
Oh, they were a lot of fun, weren't they?
They definitely drove the audience crazy.
All right. You spoke about being at the Folk Festival. Describe your participation with the festival. I know you've been on the board before, and how else do you contribute to the festival?
Well, for me, it started out, I was one of the recordists recording what were then cassette tapes for the performers and reel-to-reel tapes
Wow.
of all of the concerts so that KTOO had those to produce highlight shows from. And then I gradually got involved in doing actual sound work and especially helping out up at the stage. So that's what I'd be doing, is just making sure the stage ran well, the various volunteers that helped do things. I would be their support staff, just helping them out with questions and making sure that they were well supported.
And if you had to describe the magic of Folk Festival to maybe someone who's just moved to Juneau and doesn't get to see it this year, how would you do that?
Well, I didn't know at the time, but my first year getting involved as a volunteer turned out to be for me a year of change, because before that I'd been to the festival and I thought, oh, this is exciting. It'd be nice to play a musical instrument. It looked like so much fun. But the year I volunteered and was sort of directly involved with it, the inspiration to play a musical instrument didn't die. And so a couple months later, I purchased a hammer dulcimer and was merely playing music on my own, didn't have to turn on the radio to hear it. And a year later, I was actually performing on stage at the Folk Festival.
Wow. So accessibility and inspiration, I think you are among a majority of people who really have been inspired to play because of the festival.
Yeah, that's certainly true. A lot of people have been coaxed into doing it. They've been nervous as heck, and they get on stage and they're just totally jazzed with the adrenaline rush, and they know that they made mistakes, but the audience still applauds them.
Right, right. All right. Who should we listen to next, Mike?
Well, some people I've listened to and worked with before or elsewhere down in Port Townsend, Washington, Ferris and Jason Romero. They are quite an innovative group of people. And I think that if you've got something we can listen to from them, let's give a listen to Ferris and Jason Romero.
All right. So let's see Ferris and Jason Romero with Josh Raby. That must have been 2018 for the 44th.
Is that right? About right? Those Tex-Maniacs were last year, so they would have been the year before.
All right.
So 2018. I just love their finely crafted harmonies.
Right. So good. So good. All right. So you already mentioned it. If festival were on right now, it's, let's see, 3:47 on a, on a Wednesday. And,
oh, this is Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Thank you. God, sorry. I was thinking of your radio show.
Time flies. At this time, I would be at Centennial Hall getting ready for a sound check with the guest artists.
Yeah. Oh, exciting.
We'd be set up on stage. The chief sound engineer would be there, Lucy Peckham. Rick Mueller, the assistant, would be there, and we'd be just waiting for them to roll in so we could get them all tested out and be ready for the night, because Thursday evening with a guest artist is usually a really big night for the audience.
Right. Absolutely. So I've been asking various musicians, DJs, and guests on the show this week how they are making the best of this year. Mike, have you found any strategies to do that?
Getting outdoors, and I may be one of the lucky ones. I actually still have a paid gig going on at the moment, all computer based, so I don't have to leave the house. But and then other than that, yeah, it's interesting to stay focused and do things, or instead of just sort of puttering your day away.
Right, right. Well, the good news about the 46th annual Folk Festival is that it will just happen next year, right?
All of the memberships are getting credited forward. Yeah. I mean, AFF 46 is still the number that we're aiming for. Just happens to be a year off now.
All right. Well, we heard a lot of Richie and Rosie earlier in today's show. So who should we go out with today?
Well, a lesser known group, well, not a group I'd heard from before, but they were guest artists in, would be 2017 now, the Murphy Beds. Do you have them available?
I do, Mike. I do. Why don't I spin them? And I want to thank you so much for coming on today's show. And thank you for your dedication to the Folk Festival and to KRNN and music. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm just so happy that KTOO has managed to figure out how to keep going and surviving in these totally odd times, working from home, or you're clearly in the studio right now, but all by yourself. It is a gift to the community to have KTOO and KRNN and KXLL still around.
Well, thank you, Mike, and we look forward to getting you back in the studio as well. Thank you again for being on the show.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
We set out for allegory on the ship of the dam, a chorus of wild devils, this ragged world.